Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. When you sponsor this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing toward needed supplies and equipment. Visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescues, educational programs, advocacy, and the locally infamous turtle bus. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm recording today in short bursts of recording something and then pausing to refresh websites, trying to get my mother, who is high risk, an appointment for a COVID vaccine. It is a very, very challenging time in the world, and especially in the United States, with so many different factors. And in these challenging times, we're really being called to do our part. And our part is different for each of us. But we need to really equip ourselves with the tools and resources to be able to do what we are called to do, whatever that is, to help move the world into a better place, a better way of being. So I want to remind you that I have a virtual shamanic Reiki training coming up in February. So it's going to be a level one training, which is the introductory training to both shamanism and Reiki. And you will come out of it with the tools that you need to get started on the path of doing energy work and shamanic work. And if you are already a Reiki practitioner, this is an opportunity to start to incorporate some shamanic techniques into your practice. And it's a great refresher for anybody that has been, you know, kind of put their energy healing work on the back burner for a while. You know, the virtual format works really well. I found we have a good time together on Zoom. It's relaxed, it's experiential, and it will be February 20th and 21st. It is about 6 hours on Saturday split and another 3 hours on Sunday with some things to practice in between. And if you go to myshamaniclife.com and either go to the bottom menu and click Shamanic Reiki Training there, or go to the homepage and click the Shamanic Reiki Training picture, you'll get all the details and you can register right there on the website. I hope you'll join us in this movement towards wellness and well-being for all of us, all of the species that we share this planet with. So when I did my energy of the day live in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook this morning, I pulled the Bat card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. And Bat is the energy of death and rebirth, of being in the darkness and coming to the light. And I've explored this energy before, and I was thinking about how bats hang upside down when they sleep, and considering how that being upside down can change perspective. And I wonder, and I haven't looked, but I'm going to research this later, how evolutionarily bats benefit from hanging upside down. You know, as human beings, when we hang upside down, we bring a lot of blood into the brain, and we drain what is in the feet and the legs, helps to move some of the other fluids, like lymph, that don't have their own pump. So we get lots of oxygen into the brain. We get to clear out some stuff that gets stuck in the lower limbs. But we also get to look at the world differently. We get to look at everything upside down. And it's that perspective change that the yogis, in addition to the physical benefits, have touted as a reason to do inversions. So an inversion is any of the poses that takes your head below your heart. Poses like downward facing dog are inversions. And then there's the more extreme inversions of headstand and handstand. And there are poses that I don't usually guide in my podcasts because I am always concerned about people getting into a place where they're at more risk of injury than they are in some of the other poses. So as we move through the practice today, I'm going to invite you to explore shoulder stand, which is a safer inversion when it's done properly, and only to the extent that it is appropriate for you. And I will give you options for doing a gentler version of shoulder stand so that we can start to experience some of that upside down bat energy in a way that is as accessible as possible for most of you. And if it is not accessible for you, if there are contraindications for you lifting your legs above your head or lifting your heart above your head, I'm going to ask that you please just skip this one. It's great that you are here listening, but I know that not every practice I present is appropriate for everyone. Thank you for being a listener. And if you'd like to join me for the practice, if it's safe for you to do so, unroll your mat, and if you have one available, grab a blanket that you can fold up, or a cushion, a throw pillow, a sofa cushion, a yoga bolster or yoga block if you have one, to do some propping. And then come onto your mat in child's pose. Tuck into child's pose with your knees underneath you, your hips back on your heels, your forehead down. And see where it's comfortable for your arms. At this point, might be forward, might be resting alongside your legs. Take a few breaths here as you relax into child. let your breath get a little bit deeper. Start to work the breath down into your belly, your low back, until you can feel the expansion of the inhales opening up space in your low back. And as you exhale, feel your upper body sink onto your thighs a little bit more. A couple more breaths, slowing that breath down even more. And now bring your hands underneath your shoulders and lift up onto your hands and knees. Align your knees under your hips with your feet hidden behind your thighs. Hands underneath your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Press down into your knuckles. Notice how that takes a little bit of the weight out of your wrists. And bring your attention back to your breath. And as you take your next breath in, draw your heart up through your arms, moving your navel toward the floor and your tailbone to the sky so your back arches. And as you exhale, round your back, lift the middle of your back toward the ceiling, drop your head and tailbone down, and then inhale again. Move your navel toward the floor, bring your heart forward. Reach through your crown and your tailbone and exhale, round. Head and tailbone toward the floor as the middle of the back lifts. And again, inhale, draw your heart through. Feel your shoulder blades slide down and in to the hollow of your low back. And then exhale, round your back again. Feel your shoulder blades slide up and out. And continue with your breath a few more times through cow on the inhale, getting really deep into the low back. And then into cat on the exhale, lifting your navel to your spine to help lift the middle of your back into that dome. A couple more rounds here. Releasing and warming up the spine. Finish up one last round. And after your exhale, release your spine back to neutral and then lower your hips again onto your heels, your forehead down, coming back into child pose. Bring your hands back by your feet so your arms are alongside your legs. And then take a hold of the soles of your feet or your heels or your ankles if that's where you reach. In keeping a hold, lift your hips just a few inches off of your heels. Round your back slightly and roll your head from your forehead up onto your crown so that you're getting all the way toward the back of your head, the true crown. The head is tucked slightly. Notice what's going on in your neck and your head as you do this. If there is pressure or strain, come right back down. Otherwise, we're going to hold here and you're going to feel the back of your neck stretching out a little bit. Your hands are still holding onto your feet or ankles, and notice how that's pulling your shoulders towards your feet. Breathe into that, getting a little stretch through the shoulders, through the back of the neck. One more breath here. And then very gently roll again from your crown back onto your forehead. Let your hips come down to your heels. Release your feet and relax your shoulders forward, releasing that pose. Now bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press up onto your knees and walk your hands forward until they're 8 inches to a foot in front of your shoulders. Again, spread your fingers and root down through your knuckles, giving some extra emphasis to the thumb, all the way to the base of the thumb and the pinky to the base of the pinky. curl your toes under, and as you take your next exhale, lift your knees off the floor, tilt your tailbone to the sky, and come up into downward facing dog. And take your time settling into your down dog, keeping your knees slightly bent. Pedal your heels out a little bit, so dropping one heel down while the other knee is bent, and then shifting to the other side, going back and forth, getting a little space in the backs of your legs and your hips. And then bring your feet to stillness. Hide your heels behind your toes. Soften your elbows and knees. Spin your elbow creases forward so your armpits start to tuck underneath you a little bit. And then drop your head through your arms. Keep tilting your tailbone to the sky so that you're getting that same lift in the tailbone that you did in the inhale part of your cat rolls. Take a couple breaths here, getting still. Now lift your chin and look towards your hands. Step your feet to your hands with your knees bent so your upper body releases over your thighs in a fold. Relax your neck and head. Relax your shoulders and arms. Might even give things a little wiggle or shake to let that go. Keep tipping your tailbone to the sky. Now slide your hands onto the fronts of your shins, and as you take your next breath in, lift your upper body halfway up like an open jackknife. Keep your feet pressing down into the floor, a little bit of bend into your knees. Reach your heart forward and reach out through your crown at the same time you're reaching back and up with your tailbone until you feel the stretch in the backs of your thighs. Now as you exhale, release your body down onto your legs again, bending the knees enough so that you can relax the low back. Press your feet down into the floor again. As you take your next breath in, lift your upper body. This time, swing your arms out and up overhead as you come up to standing. Bring your hands above your head and your palms together. And as you exhale, slide your hands down to your heart. Pausing here in mountain for a moment, pressing your feet down into the floor, reaching up through your crown. And as you take your next breath in, drop your hands down again, reach out and up. And as you exhale, soften your knees, hinge from your hips, and bringing the arms out and down, fold forward. Release your upper body all the way onto your thighs with your knees bent enough to allow that connection. Bring your hands back to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Lift the tailbone up and back as the heart and the crown go forward, lengthening through your low back as you create a little stretch in the backs of your thighs. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, swing your arms out and up as you lift your upper body. Coming all the way up to standing, arms go up overhead, palms meet, and exhale, come down the midline to your heart. Inhale again, drop your hands toward the floor, and then sweep out and up overhead. As you exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward, hands coming down. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Bend the knees deeply, upper body coming over the thighs. Again, inhale, press your feet into the floor. Lift your heart, lift your upper body. Swing your arms out and up as you come overhead. Bring your hands together at the top and exhale your hands down to your heart center. Pause here for two breaths. On your next inhale, drop your hands down again. Sweep your arms out and up. Soft knees, exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward. Slide your hands to your shins. Inhale, halfway up. Lengthen, find again the stretch through the low back. and through the backs of your thighs. Exhale, release back down into your fold, knees bent, upper body resting on your thighs. If necessary, bend your knees more so that you can place your palms down shoulder width apart. Now step your feet back and return to downward facing dog, tailbone going up to the sky. Keep the pressure through the pinky fingers and the thumbs from the tip to the base. Push the floor away with your hands, soft elbows, elbow creases spinning forward. Feel your armpits tuck under and your shoulder blades press into your back ribs. Keep reaching up and back through your tailbone. Do a quick look through your feet. Make sure that your heels are behind your toes. And then if you want to explore the space that you've made down the backs of your legs, ease your thigh bones into the flesh at the back of the thighs. Your heels might drop a little as you do that. Avoid locking your knees. Relax your head again between your arms. Take a couple more breaths here. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, release your knees down onto the floor. Walk your hands towards your knees. Shift your hips to one side and your feet to the other so that you can release onto that hip and swing your legs around. And then with your knees bent and your feet on the floor, tuck your tailbone and roll yourself onto your back. When you get to your back, you can lift your knees over your chest and hug them in for a moment. It might feel good to rock a little bit from side to side to release tension out of the low back. Now keep your knees bent and set your feet down on the floor. Walk your heels towards your buttocks until they're underneath your knees. If you have a prop handy to support your inversion, make sure that that is some place you can reach it. And then once the knees are over the heels, take a moment to flatten your spine and reach the crown of your head away so that the base of your skull extends away from the top of your shoulders. And then tip your chin towards your throat so that your neck flattens to the floor a bit. And that's our neutral position for both bridge, which we're going to do next, and for shoulder stand, or any of the variations that I offer. Please keep your head in that neutral position with the back of your neck long and avoid turning your head from side to side once we get lifted. Now bring your attention to your big toes. Press them down into the floor. Notice how that spins your thighs in and down. Let's keep the pressure in the big toes. And as you take your next breath in, lift your hips up off the floor. Now, if you'd like to prop this, you can take a folded blanket or a cushion or a block or a bolster and put it underneath your sacrum so that your tailbone and the flat spot at the base of your spine is resting on that cushion, whatever it is. If you're lifting all the way up into bridge, keep reaching your knees out over your toes, pressure still in the big toes, pushing them into the floor. You might want to bring your shoulders underneath, rolling them under one at a time so each shoulder blade comes in and down toward the hips a little bit. And once the shoulders are under and you're resting on your upper arms, you can interlace your fingers and extend out through your knuckles along the floor towards your heels, or if you can reach your heels, holding onto your heels is an option, your heels or ankles. Take a few breaths here. Now, if you have propped your bridge pose, you can transition from bridge right into a deeper inversion that will be supported by that prop. To do so, bring your knees one at a time up towards your chest so that your hips are fully supported by whatever you've put underneath them. And then one leg at a time, extend your legs up toward the sky. Keep your knees soft and your feet in a naturally flexed position so your toes are falling down towards your body. Now you might find that your legs go straight up in the air or they might start to fall towards your head just a little bit. Either position is fine. Make sure it's comfortable and make sure that you have support on the sacrum, that you're not struggling to keep your tailbone on that cushion or bolster. If necessary, bring your knees back down, put your feet down and adjust to come back up. So that is your option for your inversion. If you are still in bridge and you have your shoulders underneath, release your hands. If your fingers are interlaced, roll your shoulders out one at a time. Come back onto your shoulder blades and then slowly lower your spine down. Keep your feet on the floor as you release your low back down. Now, if you didn't have a prop available or you're finding that the propped version of that inversion is not working for you, I'm going to give you the option to simply put your legs up without any propping underneath. So you would do that the same way. Bring your knees in towards your chest and then extend your legs up one at a time. Same thing, feet are going to fall toward the body and your legs will be pretty much straight up. Feel free to add some bend in the knees if necessary and come down anytime. If you're close to a wall, you might also scoot over and rest your legs on the wall if they don't go straight up. If you're going to take the full expression of shoulder stand, I'm going to ask you to take your time, move in and come out if you encounter anything that feels like strain. And check in again, make sure your chin is tucked towards your throat. Your head is in a neutral position, so your chin is aligned with the top of your sternum. Now tuck your hands just underneath your hips. Lift them up a little bit. Bring your knees up over your chest. And then start to rock off of your tailbone, like you're trying to bounce your knees into your chin. It might take a couple times before you can rock your hips up high enough. Press your hands into the floor each time you come up to get a little more lift. And when your hips are high enough to bend your elbows and catch them with your hands, then hold there. So your hands are supporting your hips. Your knees are still bent at this point. Walk your hands a little bit more toward the bottom of your rib cage, so to your kidneys. And then tuck your elbows in so that you're aligning your hands over your elbows. That's going to take some of the work out of the muscles of the shoulders and arms. And you're using your skeleton now to support your hips. once you've got your hips supported, very gently, one leg at a time, extend them up. Flex your feet. So you want to really bring your toes down. And then you can activate the feet even more by spreading the toes a little bit, keeping them curled down. Press through the balls of your feet. And your legs, again, might go straight up, but they may also be angled towards your head a bit, and that's totally fine. Check in again, make sure your elbows are still under your hands supporting you. Check in that your chin is still moving toward the top of your sternum, so the back of your neck is long. And then just like we did in bridge, press through the ball of your big toe and turn your thighs in and back a little bit, engaging, and then energetically lift out through the balls of your feet. See if you get a little bit lighter in your hands. And then breathe here. Breathe. And notice how it feels. Some people report a sense of flow down out of their feet, through their legs and into their torso. Another couple breaths. Now with inversions, the longer you hold, the more benefit you get, but you also have to find that balance between the benefit of the inversion and the strain and stress on your neck and shoulders. So we're not going to hold for too long. To come out of shoulder stand, begin to bend your knees down as if you were going to rest them on your forehead. And then with the support of your hands, move your elbows out a little bit and roll your spine slowly down until your sacrum is back on the floor. And if you've been doing one of the modified versions, you have a prop underneath you, bring your feet to the floor with your knees bent, and then lift up to move that prop out to the side. Set your low back down on the floor. And then bring your knees into your chest. Give them a little hug. Rock a bit from side to side again, massaging your back with the floor. And then with your knees over your chest, open your arms out to the sides. And as you take your next exhale, bring your knees over towards your right elbow and drop them to the floor until your left hip comes up off the floor. Keep softening your left shoulder down and turn your head to the left. Now, after holding that shoulder stand, you might find that your neck needs to release, so don't force your chin around. Just drop it over to the left side as far as you can go comfortably, looking away from your knees. And then breathe deeply here, working the breath through the twist down into your low back and your belly. A few more rounds. Next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Turn your head back to center. And then with your arms still out to the sides, exhale your knees towards your left elbow until your right hip comes up off the floor. Your knees may or may not get all the way to the floor. Keep your right shoulder down and turn your chin to the right as far as you can go comfortably without creating any strain in your neck or shoulders. And breathe into that. Keep breathing deeply. Feeling into it. Few more breaths. And on your next inhale, lift your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side. Now release your feet to the floor. And extend your legs out to prepare for final relaxation. Separate your feet about mat width apart, splay your feet open, relax your hips, relax your legs. Move your arms a little away from your sides, turn your palms to the sky, relax your arms and shoulders. Roll your head side to side just a few times. Find the place that feels like center. And pause there. Let your chin fall gently towards your throat. So the back of your neck is long and relaxed. Close your eyes. Relax your breath and your thoughts. And I'm going to leave you here to stay in final relaxation as long as you desire. Allowing the new perspective to integrate into your being. And acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.